Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back to the NutriMedical Report, and we have here John W. Spring. And John, there's lots of things going on. I'd like to drudge it. I'm going to drudge beforehand, but other sites as well as my regular and classified sources, there's a lot of stuff happening. What I see going on with these two so-called indictments of Michael Cohen and the recent interview with McGahn, I see a lot of smoke but no fire. But I do see what's going on. The deep state are doing everything they can to see if they can impeach Trump. Each and fears are hitting. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't also see a red ripple on a blue wave. But I see what's going on, and this makes me very concerned, because we had on the last hour his advocates, Calby Smith, talking about real citizenship and what's going on in America, and this is a big, deep topic we're going to have back on next Tuesday. What people should understand is that what's happening in America is, even under the Trump administration, is not good. And Trump is surrounded by advisors that are misadvising him, but a lot of things are proceeding despite it. In other words, to some extent, what's happening under Trump, Trump is, in a sense, doing lots of good things for the economy and regulations, but much of what he's doing is actually a distraction from the fact that the deep state is still progressing toward totalitarian control of us. And misadventures, such as, for example, declaring the Russians as poisoning one of their former spies and his daughter, when in fact there's no evidence to support that at all, including the use of chemical weapons in Syria. And Trump has been, you know, thinks he can kind of get kudos for doing things that alienate the Russians because of the Russiagate garbage, when in fact he's not fully informed of what's going on in North Korea. He's not fully informed of what's going on in Iran. He doesn't realize that if you don't negotiate deals to get things really stabilized with Russia and China, which are the only two other nationalist countries besides America that are fighting against the global New World Order and all the nations collected under the United Nations, where we're going with this, even under Trump, is not good. It's ugly. And I see Trump as being, in a sense, led astray, distracted, totally occupied with this Russiagate foolishness, and he's surrounded by advisors that are abusing him. I call it Trump abuse syndrome. We have Trump derangement syndrome, but we need to, and I'm working on trying to get information together with my friend Scott Adams from Red State Talk Radio. We need to get a channel to get information through to Trump, because he's not responding to your letters warning him about, was it intel about North Korea. He's not responding to issues of, he wants to talk about the Space Force, but not protection against incoming nuclear weapons or cyber hacking into our power grid or air traffic controllers or our waterworks. We're really a sitting duck for globalists that are criminals, that are running not only the drug and human and organ trade, which are basically part of the thing like Fast and Furious, but we're dealing with things like right now the shutting down of social media, which is part of the Special Operations Division, not of the CIA, they call it that, but it's not, it's ex facto outside the CIA now, it's the 17th agency. And what we're seeing happening is Trump is basically out of his league. He really doesn't understand the totality of what he's facing now, does he?
No, he doesn't. But let's go back to the first concern that I have, and that is Robert Swan Mueller III. A lot of people don't know this, but he was director of the FBI at the time of the Sandy Hook incident. or a fraudulent situation. And the FBI put out a document that indicated that there were no homicides in Newtown or the neighboring city of
which is one of the things that they said there was a lawsuit by parents against Alex Jones, when in fact this school and these districts got seven times the money necessary to even rebuild the school. The school was actually condemned for asbestos, and it wasn't fixed or remediated. I have actual documents from the FBI that there was a war game simulation that day. And even if they killed kids, which they have no problem killing people, like in 9/11, if everybody had been notified in 9/11, wasn't notified, there would have been more like 25,000 dead. I happen to know from the people I currently still take care of that are my patients, for that are firefighters and rescue workers in 9/11, that there's at least 75,000 people have died prematurely because of 9/11 and the pollution. But the fact is, the government, it was an inside job, and Alex is absolutely correct. And it was, by the way, the Special Operations Division. The Patriot Act was actually in process being made 5 years before 9/11. I have the documents from a Finnish munitions expert contracted by the Port Authority of New York in 1998 to actually demolish the World Trade Center with micro-nukes and RDX. By the way, they developed it in the Second World War, RDX. And people don't understand this, that our rogue government is doing all of this stuff and acting like we're fools because we ask questions. That's how bad it is.
Right. If I may go back to Sandy Hook for just a moment, Dr. Deagle.
I want you to continue that, because the Sandy Hook thing is a big deal. This so-called lawsuit, how their parents are so harassed because Alex raised the issue that Sandy Hook was a scam run by the FBI. The FBI ran the first attack on the World Trade Center with cyanide bombs. And then they blamed it on this blind sheikh and actually put him away in jail, when in fact it was an FBI operative contracting to an Egyptian munitions expert who gave them the bombs, the FBI did, they contracted 5 years ago to a young a Muslim in Portland, Oregon, to actually blow up with this so-called false bomb. He was going to blow up the Christmas lighting ceremony. Then they swooped in and grabbed him right at the last minute. This is all foolishness in the game of people like Peter Strzok, who's actually not only FBI, but he's also a counterintelligence agency in the CIA and this Special Operations Division. This is out of control, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And what I can't understand is how anyone with normal intelligence can accept the credibility of a person like Robert Mueller, former FBI director, who told us and reported to us that there were no homicides whatsoever. And now, of course, the news media is again reminding us, as they will every day hereafter, that there was indeed a shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, even though the school was closed probably a couple years earlier due to the asbestos contamination in the various classrooms.
School was closed because it was dangerous for the kids' health.
Yes. So you have to close down a school and put the kids at another facility, which was probably in Monroe, the neighboring town.
Right.
Dr. Deagle, the FBI report for the year 2012, called Crime in the United States 2012, Table 8, indicates that there were no murders or non-negligent manslaughters.
And that was under Mueller, right? So
Mueller
is
completely.
He was also covered up, by the way, the basically not only we call the Iran Gate thing, but he also covered up the issues surrounding 9/11. He was the major cover-up artist for this. Remember, it was Marvin Bush who was the security officer for the building. His last day of work was 9/11. It was 10 years to the day George Bush's father announced the New World Order to the day. Remember, this date was selected because it's a Luciferic date, 9/11.
Yes.
It's a Luciferic numerological date. Okay, it means it's the prescient date, and that there are two towers before the ancient temple in Israel called Jashin Boaz.
Okay.
He shall restore and strengthen. If you look at the One World Liberty Tower now built in New York, that One World Liberty has symbology. It goes back to the actual Dazit stone in the Bible. It goes back to ancient mythology to deal with the ancient, basically the Nephilim that came and fell into the Mount Horeb in Israel, and we go in Lebanon now. And people don't understand that this is all completely devilish. They don't understand it, do they?
No. And Robert Mueller came on board as FBI director on September 4th, 2001, 7 days before 9/11.
On purpose. On purpose. He's a cover-up agent. Cover-up agent. What he is. And, of course, the same thing with Uranium-1. Why would we want our uranium to go to be processed in Canada? I know. They go from the Snake River facility in, say, Idaho, send it up to Canada to be processed. I took care of the employees working when I was in Calgary, Alberta, from 1980 to 87, that had a munitions plant in Calgary making weapons from uranium coming from the United States even back then. Did you know that? I was their doctor, okay? And they were actually shipping this stuff to Canadian ports like Port Rupert, British Columbia, to ship overseas. And guess what? All this foolishness is going on because their intel agencies act like our bureaucrats, like they're the government, and not our elected officials. And that includes the President, Congress, and the Senate. And many of these projects, including illegal drug trade, etc., with the Taliban, which is why they're taking back over the territory, because we got a deal with them, don't we? We got a deal.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Sessions yet, but recruits called Rosenstein, the whole thing would start to fall apart. So anyway, just mentioning here a couple things. Trump should, this is, if he's listening or his advisors, three things Trump should do. Number one, he should declassify the FISA warrant documents because of all the information that's come out over all these people who's starting to pull their security clearance and all the information that's come out recently in court. Trump would easily be able to justify getting rid of Rosenstein by having him recuse himself, and he would actually then be fired as the deputy attorney general or the acting attorney general.
Yeah.
And number two, he should declassify the documents that will allow them to basically end the Muellergate garbage. And the third thing he needs to do, and he shouldn't fire Sessions yet, he needs to wait until after 2018 when the 2018 election, if Sessions bucks up and starts operating, it's my impression because of Sessions' behavior, he's either covering himself because of something that he or his friends or family are involved with that's nefarious, like pedophilia. There's something very dark that's holding the man back from doing his job. And it's my feeling that if Trump simply just got Rosenstein recused and unveiled these FISA warrant and other documents, the Congress would be, like Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch, etc., would be very happy, and it would be the end of all this foolishness. And Mueller would have to close down his investigation. There's no way Trump should start after McGahn's testimony, speak to Mueller. This is insanity. I don't know if his ego's that big that he wants to think he can clear his name by talking to Mueller. He's an idiot. If he goes and says anything that's even a shade of difference of the truth, it'll be considered a lie. And that means they'll use it as a grounds if there is a blue wave, or Congress will be there screaming the blue murder. They want to impeach Trump based on this massive lie. Just like this latest one, he's paying off to silence these women when he was married. It has nothing to do with the elections. And in fact, because the money was involved with other things as well, even Cohen's making a misstatement legally by saying he asked him to do something so it could affect the election. This is Cohen who's being squeezed. Both his left and right testicles have got vice grips on them from Mueller. What the hell? This is not law. This is an abuse of the law and the process of law. This is injustice at its worst. And Mueller himself, who not only covered up the Sandy Hook situation, he covered up the Uranium One, he was a cover-up artist for 9/11, which was an inside job. people need to understand that the Port Authority of New York and Rose Silverstein fully knew about this, which is why they double insured it through the what's called the Blackstone Group. And that money, by the way, paid for the Aria complex in downtown Las Vegas. That was paid for with a lot of cash left over completely by the Blackstone Group and Silverstein and the Israeli mafia there in New York City. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Dingell. We're dealing with criminals that are very effective, very well trained, very well informed.
The evil geniuses.
Yes.
Brainiacs from hell. How's that?
Yes. Astute, outstanding, excellent.
Well, I know what they're doing, and I have three sources. I have regular, because you can go into SewerNet and find tons of documents. I have classified still. And I have supernatural. You cannot shield anything from me. You can't. Because the supernatural gift God's given me to discern and see dreams and visions like the ancient prophets, you cannot hold anything back. And of all three, the regular SewerNet, the classified sources, and the supernatural all tell me the same thing. I'm going to report it to you people because things are getting really out of control. And, of course, the next thing they want to do is not only try to impeach Trump, to try to assassinate him. And as Roger Stone says, if they try to impeach or assassinate Trump, the results in America will be a civil war, and the violence will make the first civil war look like a garden party.
And most Americans have no idea how tragic the Civil War was.
No, they have no idea. And the next one, though, will be involved all kinds of things. Drones, remote operated robot warriors, all kinds of technology. People don't even want LRAD cannons that can literally liquefy your liver at a mile away. You know, they have no idea what's coming, do they?
No. How can they with what they're getting from the news?
Well, they're going to get from the snooze, I call it, and that includes basically Fox News. You can see red lines where even people like Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, they're not going to cross those red lines to tell you the truth. They could say, that's a conspiracy theory, I can't touch that. No, everything is a conspiracy. It's not a theory, damn it. It's everything. Every single business deal, every medical deal, every drug company pushing forward a drug. It's all conspiracies. It's not a damn theory. It's a conspiracy reality, isn't it?
Yes, it's reality as a concluding collusion. It's going to continue. And Dr. Dingell, I think we've got to go on the offense and come up with solutions. I've been hearing some guests, some wonderful guests, even on your programs the last couple of days. But I sense defeat.
I'll give you my multi-pronged solution. The first solution I tell people to do: get prepared for disaster. That's number one. You have to be prepared to get out of the big cities and get ready as we do our prepper to talk some different shows like the last one with his advocates. Physically get prepared. The second thing you need to do is you need to make sure your information, you start emailing and texting and going on the Twitter account for the president and giving your opinion after you listen to the show when you pray. What you do is you study, you pray, and then react. Because every notice that you do, every word you say in an email or Twitter to the president, for example, is multiplied by 10,000 times. They assume there's 10,000 people with your thought pattern out there thinking this when it goes back to the GOP party or to Trump and the White House. And we know we don't have a full response yet, but we're going to. I'm working through back channels, and I'll soon have a direct contact to Mr. Trump because he is floundering, you know? He's floundering. Trump is a genius, and he's changed regulations. He's got the economy up to 4.1, and he's doing lots of good things. But while he's doing these, lots of terrible things are going on in this country, moving us slowly, not just America, but the entire world toward the mark of the beast and the global control system. People don't realize, step by step, even during Trump's administration, things are moving toward deviltry, aren't they?
Yes, they are, unfortunately. And this is where I would say our listening audience comes in.
As you respond and you listen to the show and you actually say, hey, I can go on to his Twitter account, Real Donald Trump, at Real Donald Trump Twitter. Put in a statement or comment or make an audio or video clip. Just grab it. You can go to our Deagle Network, pull an audio clip of a comment, and just send it to him. You might be 40 seconds or a minute. people need to start getting real here. If you actually just do something like that, it amplifies your effect because it does get back to them. And it also doesn't just affect them on an informational level. As you start to pray, as you start to take attention, it affects what's called the spiritual level. Prayers have power. The most powerful thing you can do is prayer because it not only changes your actions, but it also changes the astral or the intelligence world that Satan rules. He's the prince of the power of the air, but guess what? We are the proxy of God, and we are the future bride of the Most High, which is why the marriage supper is coming. And people like John W. Spring and myself, we're basically lamas. We're teachers trying to teach the body of believers to take action and be in what I call a verb Christian, not just a noun Christian. A verb means you have to be like salt and light. And if you're, as it says in the Bible, if you're neither salt or savor or light or a cleansing agent, what use are you?
You have to be willing to take action, yes.
And you have to be willing to take your lumps, too. You have to be willing to die for the truth, or you're not going to be able to live with it either.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, though, if I go into a crowd or a situation and there's something wrong and I speak up, it seems as if I'm speaking to a herd of sheep.
You know what you need to break into? Stop talking and start going, because if they won't listen to your words, they'll learn how to pray.
Well, they've definitely got to pray.
If they're not going to pray, they might as well pray. How's that? What do you think? Pretty funny?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Article you wrote here earlier about the 35th anniversary of the KEL flight was 007.
Yes.
This gives an idea of exactly how bad the deep state is, by the way, and it's not just in America. The global crime syndicates are connected all over the world, aren't they?
And yes, they are. And they do their work, their diabolical work, exceedingly well.
These are evil geniuses, but guess what? Dr. Deagle's smarter than all of them. And they can't hide anything from me, which is why it's so scary. Why don't they kill me? Say, why don't they just kill you, Deagle, if you're a conspiracy theorist? I said, if they kill me, you knucklehead might believe.
Right.
That shuts people up really quick when they realize, well, you're just arrogant. No, I'm not. I'm talented, and I'm actually putting my life on the line. Every day I talk about these things on air, and you wonder, why don't they just kill Deagle? Or why don't they just kill people like Alex Jones, who raises 9/11 as an inside job? Because if they did, then in fact, the very fact that they try to shut him down makes people say, well, maybe what he said was true. You know what? The globalists are running scared, aren't they? They're scared rabbits, realizing we're going to get them. And if you think that this is going to be a pushover for these global Luciferic Satanists, the righteous rage is a hell of a lot worse than Helter Skelter, isn't it?
Yes. Now, getting back to KAL 5007, we need to understand that the first thing was denial. Just like Clinton would deny things.
Right.
The Soviets denied that anything had happened whatsoever.
Right. And of course, this is a Soviet game. They did it this time.
Yes. And when that didn't work, the next step was, they violated our airspace.
Which they didn't. They weren't even anywhere near it, were they?
No.
As you mentioned in your note here, They're in the sea near Monoron Island, which is located near Sakhalin.
Yes.
And it was nowhere near the area where it was in Russian airspace or Soviet airspace, right?
None whatsoever. That plane was shot at over international waters. And
why was it? Because there were people, inhabitants of the plane, that the Russians wanted, wasn't it?
Yes. Ironically, the person they wanted the most was not on board that flight, and that was former Senator Jesse Helms. In fact, a few
right.
years later, in 1986, I had an opportunity to have a brief discussion in person with him after correspondence.
Well, I want to draw a similarity. Wasn't there a similar thing that occurred in the Indian Ocean just a matter of a few years ago, where the plane
yeah.
was shot down? There were a lot of high-tech people. In fact, an entire bevy of high-tech people working on very classified computer technology, which, by the way, many times they contracted these individuals, but they're doing projects for the deep state and DARPA. People don't
yeah.
know this, do they? I know I work with these people. They were my patients, and they would do a data download. And you see, I'm a little unusual. I'm a mathophile. I can literally master any area of science and technology, and I have a photographic memory. So when I talked to these guys, they didn't want to just talk about their health issues, which I was a very good doctor. More than half the time, they would do a data dump to find out also what their colleagues were doing on another colored line in a lockdown 30 days in one of these underground facilities. And when I told them, they would get ashen white and their pupils as small as pinpoints. They would freak. Right?
Right. Now, getting back to KAL5007, and this is very important. First, we said a denial, then accusal, and the third thing is it was completely destroyed. Now, Flight 007 was never completely destroyed.
Oh,
it was it was damaged, but that plane was able to make a ditch landing near Monoron Island, and all of the people were taken off alive.
Right. So they went. Didn't crash and kill them. They were taken off alive, and they were brought to civil detention camps, mind control, and torture. Right.
In all probability, all of the above. Now,
yeah.
getting back to the situation of Malaysian Airlines flight from Kuala Lumpur, I seriously doubt if that plane ever went down in the Indian Ocean. I think it landed in Kazakhstan because that particular airline used to have a flight route going directly to Central Asia. So their pilots were very familiar with that part of the world.
Yeah, and by the way, you have to don't underestimate Afghanistan. It's a major nuclear power, but also Kazakhstan. Do you know the third nuclear power in terms of total number of resident nuclear weapons is Kazakhstan? Because the place where they did all the Russian testing is the Baikonur Cosmodrome, south of Kazakhstan and Astana. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. But it's so true. This is where all of the Russian rockets take off and land. And,
right, and where they're testing the Sarmat, the Satan II missile systems and everything. It all comes from Kazakhstan. And they, by the way, when the Soviet Union broke up, the president of Kazakhstan says, hell no, we're not giving back our nukes, and they didn't. They didn't give them back to Russia to be destroyed or denuclearized or whatever. They still have them all, don't they?
Yes, they do, and Kazakhstan, for all practical purposes, is entirely controlled by the Russians.
Everything. It's all controlled by Russia. And,
yes.
And people don't understand this, including all their underground facilities, etc. And a similar thing was going on here recently, the way we are running Afghanistan. The Taliban, and I mentioned this earlier, are completely controlled by the deep state and the Special Operations Division because the drug trade, equivalent to $2 trillion a year just alone in drug trade, most of it's coming out of Afghanistan, is
yeah.
under the control of the Taliban, which is why they're taking over more territory, because we're getting the Taliban to do our dirty work to make sure the local farmers do dryland farming to make poppies, and they won't fix the irrigation system so they make food so they aren't starving to death. No, no, they got to buy food from other adjacent countries with poppy seed money, and they're working as proxies for the deep state that comes and poisons our population and kills 70,000 Americans with opioid overdoses, or they get what's called the hillbilly heroin, which
yes.
is Oxycontin or this new fentanyl or carfentanyl they bring in from China. People don't understand this is all operations of the Special Operations Division at 9/11 Oklahoma City, and they're now poisoning our population with more people dead every year than all the accident victims, all run by illegal criminals in our government.
I know. It's It's unbelievable.
Oh, it is believable. I've been saying it for years, but the people in the past, sir, until they started shutting us down, like shutting down Alex, they thought, well, that Deagle, he's just a nutball. He's a conspiracy theorist. Who the hell does he know? Guess what, people? My experience is not open to your damned opinion. It's just ugly facts. And I'll take that to the grave. And if God was face to face with me now and say, God, I did the best I could, some listened, some didn't, and some are going to die because they think they know better, and they don't.
Well, you have a remarkable God-given talent, Dr. Deagle, and I hope and pray that you will be many more decades on the airwaves after I've gone on.
Well, hopefully I'll try to keep you around, too. The thing is, we're working on anti-aging technology. So what people have to understand is we don't have a lot of time left. Yeah, we have Trump right now, and I believe the Lord gave me a prophecy. We have the 7 fat years, which are Trump years. But he's not going to fix everything. To a great extent, what's going on with Trump, and I've seen it already with our attempts to try to get information about North Korea, Trump's screwing up. He doesn't have on-the-ground verification of whether the missile program is being denuclearized or if those materials were already even shipped to places like Venezuela, because Maduro is a dangerous guy, okay? He's dangerous. People don't understand this. Venezuela right now has moved to a new currency where they raise the minimum wage. They got total control of even the water. If they want to turn off your water, you die. In Venezuela, they've had millions of people leave to Colombia and other countries. People don't understand, and our country isn't even trying to pretend that they're going to even decapitate the country. Why don't we send in special forces and decapitate them? The people there are dying, and they're dangerous as hell because there's Russian nuclear submarines in the Orinoco River and Chinese divisions, and I know this from 3 sources. Number one, regular sources people can just research. That's why they're one of the nations where you can't fly in from Venezuela and get into America because it's one of the non-Muslim nations. Number two, classified sources, which I've even sent com and other sources. Number three, supernatural. And God's allowed me to be able to have this remote vision ability to tell you the most dangerous nation on earth other than Iran and North Korea is Venezuela, man.
Yes.
Believe me, they're chock-a-block full of weapons ready to kill us from the south.
And Nicaragua's going to be right behind Venezuela.
Nicaragua's right there, and they're working on deals trying to get the weapons there again. And is Trump just stopping that? I don't see it. I don't see anything in the news talking about our danger from the south, or even statements by Putin about hitting us with hypersonic cruise missiles that he did just 3 months ago. Are we stopping?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
EY.
People go to at realDonaldTrump.com, you know, his Twitter account, and then tweet things that you think. You know, pray on it. Say, oh, I heard this stuff with that crazy Dr. Deagle. He thinks he knows all this stuff, and John W. Spring was a whistleblower. And people have to understand, you even came up with the landing site for the Bay of Pigs. And by the way, they had a traitor that actually released the information. That's why I got stopped and all those people didn't do the Bay of Pigs.
Yes. That would have been a very successful operation. In fact, it was going exceedingly well at the time, Dr. Deagle. The landing on Playa Girón, or Giron Beach on the Zapata Peninsula was going very well. They had gone several miles.
But there's a dirty deal here. People don't know this, and I know this. You may or may not, you know, you agree with me, that those missiles were never taken out of Cuba. Those missiles existed there to the fall of the Soviet Union. When Ronald Reagan said, you know, take these missiles out, Mr. Gorbachev. People don't understand that this, the Russian missiles still existed. It would hit New York City and Washington, D.C. right up to the late 1980s when the fall of the Soviet Union occurred because of financial fall created by our financial wizards that managed to collapse the financial fortunes of the Soviet Union. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't, Dr. Deagle. What in essence we had was a successful plan, but we had a CIA operative who was a double agent for Castro and all of the other units that were going to support the brigade in its operation.
You have to think, though, and I have Cuban friends, in fact, Deborah Tavares, her father was in prison in Cuba for years. I have to think that there was a dark idea within our government that we wanted to have a Cuba right next to us. That we wanted to have a pending Damocles sword hanging over America for a period of time. Yeah. It's hard for us to wrap our brain around why they would do that, but I would say it's not just the Bay of Pigs. Why did we let this happen?
Well, when you consider that the Rockefellers had an apartment right next to Fidel Castro's apartment, you begin to wonder. And
we have to understand what is the real basis. And also, people have to understand that Fidel Castro was not a socialist. People don't know that, do they?
He was a communist.
He's a communist. It's a different thing altogether. And his version of communism is a very vile version. It's very similar to the current Soviet Union, where 200 oligarchs run everything and are billionaires. This is not communism as thought of by Karl Marx, is it?
No, yet.
Neither is it in China, where you have 80% of the new billionaires in the last 30 years are all Chinese PLA members. Their kids go to, you know, the University of Spoiled Children in Southern California, and they fly for special holidays to go shopping in London. People don't know this, do they?
Very few.
No. And the thing is that the deep state are collaborating with them. The same thing goes on in Canada. You know, I was up there. I worked in the Vancouver General, and one day I was working in the trauma room putting a chest tube in a guy who was bleeding to death from gunshot wounds. This is 1977. And I had three guys in three-piece suits come in from a Chinese triad with Uzi machine guns. And they didn't have masks on or anything. They looked like they just came from a party, but they had the Uzi machine guns and the little black suits on. They said, "Doctor, I'll get out of the room." And they told me to get out of the room in kind of broken Chinese with their Uzi machine guns, and they blasted him all over the walls and ceiling. There was so much blood, you wouldn't believe it, man. And people have to understand, our Canadian government up there allowed this because if you had a big enough bucket of money, even if you're a communist and you're working with a PLA, with the triads, I mean, there's no problem. That's why Vancouver is a giant crime center for communist China that's directly in collaboration with the Canadian government. People don't know this, do they?
No. This has been a situation which has been going on for decades.
Decades. Right back to Mr. Trudeau's father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who actually on his license plate in Montreal, Canada, had 666. He considered himself a kind of a minion of Satan himself. He actually said that publicly. People don't know this, do they?
No.
And he had direct collaboration with, by the way, with Fidel Castro and the CIA, because people know, no, I think that Fidel Castro was supported by the CIA in these Special Operations Division. I don't see why we would have left Cuba to stay Cuba, 90 miles from our coast where people were trying to escape there, and what he was doing to his citizens is obscene.
Yeah, during the Eisenhower administration, he apparently was put into power by the CIA.
Yeah, of course he was, and if you wanted to take him out, he would have had a... I had a comment from one of my buddies in the NSA, and he said, you know what, if we want to take you out, you've got 48 hours, even if you're in a military base in the middle of Antarctic winter, you got 48 hours before we do you. That's what his comment was. In other words, Castro lived there and stayed there, controlling those people and doing what he was doing, because the powers that be wanted him there. twisted as they are, just why they even made sure we transferred nuclear materials to Alaska, to Russia, so they could build nuclear weapons to attack American cities in the future.
Yes, sir.
The Russians know this.
Yes.
The Russians know this. In fact, I remember one guy from Belarusia who's from Storage Tech. He says, "We Russians always fear America because we know you gave us nuclear material through Alaska and centrifuges, so we knew you must have much more deadly weapons than Warehouse 13. I'm thinking, yeah, I said, yeah, I said, and I know what they are, too, because I said I work for U.S. Space Command. I know lots of scary stuff, and I don't even tell people all of it. These people knew what I knew, their heart would stop. They go, oh, no. They just croak. They go, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, this can't be true, or their heart just stops. And they say, yeah. Oh, you're making that up, Dr. Deagle. No, I'm not, unfortunately. And I'm not cruel enough to tell you everything I know, because I'm not that kind of an evil person. But I want to tell you, things are starting to culminate now. These attacks, even in Trump, everybody around Trump, I support Trump. But I realize the man is a distraction because he's not in total control. The deep state's moving forward. Even the people he's appointing, like Kavanaugh, believes in use of metadata, and Mr. Ray, the FBI group, metadata means the Matrix is coming, people. He's not stopping the 5G network or stopping the national ID 2 years from now. He's trying to stay alive politically for all the things he's doing, man. He's juggling a bunch of flaming machetes with a mask on. Trump is doing the best he can to keep politically alive. He's not going to fix it. He's going to delay the disaster. He's not fixing it, is he?
No. What people need to understand, there have been factions in our federal government that go back to the 1930s, perhaps even further back than that, who have been working to undermine your freedom, your
right.
Ability to exist, and it's just gotten worse. And
right.
With more bureaucracy and less freedom since the War Powers Act in 1933 or 32, it's just come to a point whereby we have so little control. We think we're free, and yet, Dr.
No. Free. You know what? We talked about this last hour with his advocate, Kelby Smith. Your birth certificate is chattelized through Seed Corporation against the federal debt. And every new individual is actually equivalent to a value to this federal debt of $1.5 million. This is years ago when they first started the system back in the 1930s. $1.5 million per individual per year. So you got to understand, you're like the Internet of Things. You're a piece of property in a global corporate scam.
Yes. I know this is hard to believe, but I have spoken with elderly people, most of whom have passed away, who lived in Europe during Nazi occupation.
Right.
And they said, it's hard for you Americans to believe, but during that time period, most of us, with the exception of the Jewish population, we had more freedom then under Nazi control than what you people have in America, but you're not aware of it. And I still can't quite believe entirely what they're talking about, but it apparently is what's occurring, you know.
Well, and the thing that they want to do is something that they tried to get me to do 40 years ago, hack into human consciousness. You know, people say, oh, you can't do that. They go, look, I have talents and abilities that are superhuman. It's not because I'm a great guy, because I'm a pain in the butt and I'm socially an idiot. But I want to tell you people what's happening in your country and around the world, even with good people like Trump trying to do the best he can. He's going to delay the disaster. He's not stopping it. And we've got to get through to Trump so he starts actually getting real intel information and understand who the players are and what's going on.
And this means that everyone has to take a little bit of responsibility.
Exactly. Mueller should be shut down. Rosenstein should be gone. The media that try to do a soft coup or even threaten Trump like Antifa, they need to go to prison. If you got a mask on, there's an Antifa bill before Congress right now. If you got a mask on and threaten the president or a public official, bye-bye, orange jumpsuits next, and leg irons, right?
Absolutely.
And we have tyranny in this nation, and they want to even make it worse. The Democrats won't even want borders or ICE. Oh, my gosh. Wow. So.
Heart-related health problems.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry.
Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.